More than one way to the square. We were standing at the top of a church tower. My father had brought me to this spot in a small Italian town not far from our home in Rome. I wondered why. "Look down, Elsa," father said. I gathered all my courage and looked down. I saw the square in the center of the village, and I saw the crisscross of twisting, turning streets leading to the square. "See, my dear," father said gently, "there is more than one way to the square. Life is like that. If you can't get to the place where you want to go by one road, try another." Now I understood why I was there. Earlier that day, I had begged my mother to do something about the awful lunches that were served at school, but she refused because she could not believe the lunches were as bad as I said. When I turned to father for help, he would not interfere. Instead, he brought me to this high tower to give me a lesson. By the time we reached home, I had a plan. At school the next day, I secretly poured my luncheon soup into a bottle and brought it home. Then I talked the cook into serving it to mother at dinner. The plan worked perfectly. She swallowed one spoonful and sputtered, "The cook must have gone mad." Quickly, I told her what I had done, and mother stated firmly that she would take up the matter of lunches at school the next day. In the years that followed, I often remembered the lesson father taught me. I knew where I wanted to go in life. I wanted to be a fashion designer. And on the way to my first small success, I found the road blocked. What could I do? Accept the roadblock and fail, or use imagination and wits to find another road to my goal. I had come to Paris, the center of the world of fashion, with my sketches, but none of the famous fashion designers seemed interested in buying them.